brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Trey's finding out if they want to do it. International Iranian TV, it's on worldwide, want to be on in an hour, and I told them I couldn't do it. But I'll do a simulcast with them. But Trey, you know what? I don't think I made it clear to Trey. Will you come in here? You need to explain to them that I'll be interviewed by them. I'll give them the floor. Just explain, the interview will be simulcast on my radio show. That's the way to put it, and then they'll want to do it. If it's put that it'll be some two-way interview, they're not going to do it because it's their big nightly news program over there. Oh, I'll just figure it out during the break. It doesn't matter. I want to go to your phone calls. I've got Pentagon wants pack of robots to detect non-cooperative humans. U.S. military chief says NATO to defend Baltics in any military attack. So that means the globalists will have Baltic states attack the Russians, and the Russians defend themselves. NATO is going to attack them, and that's their public policy already. But that's from Voice of America News, right from Banker Sam himself. Right from the foreign offshore banks that own us to the military and run us to the military. Also, there's a story of Obama's use of hidden hypnosis techniques in his speeches, and people are in here making fun of it on Infowars.com, saying there's no such thing. Corporate chiefs and high-level politicians are sent to seminars to learn different NLP techniques and things. And they have TV shows in the U.S. and England about this. It really works on the weak-minded. Because the public's already been hypnotized by television, has already been trained through media. And there's more and more of this. I mean, I know they're doing NLP now on Fox News because TV's much more hypnotizing than it was a few years ago, even with myself. I mean, I have to consciously fight with the info babe smiling and, you know, giving all the mammalian responses of sexual desire with all the flashing TV screens behind him and the subliminals and the strobing. By the way, and on BBC now, they announce at the start of programs and admit, this program has subliminals and strobing. This program has strobing. This program, you know, they even admit it over there and let you know because they got some laws passed, but not here. And you try to tell the public that. An example was last fall, my uncle was in town, and he's not a big TV head, but he wanted to watch college ball. So we were watching college football. And I kept saying, don't you see that subliminal? That's not even subliminal. It's up there for a third of a second. It's up there for about almost half a second. He goes, no, I don't see it. And like for like an hour, I'm going, watch. Every time they cut back from a commercial, 2 seconds later, they flash up that Miller Lite ad. And they flash up the Chevy ad. He's like, I don't see it. And I said, stay conscious. Stay conscious. And I had to time it out. I go, it's coming up every 2 or 3 minutes on average. And then we timed out exactly how many minutes it was coming up. I forget. I think it was like 4 minutes or something. And then I said, okay, here it comes. Stay conscious. Stay conscious. Focus. Focus. And he went, oh, my God. Oh, my God. There it was. I read it. And I was like, yes. I mean, they've got it so bad now that the subliminals are even more obvious. And he said, that's it. I'm not watching any TV anymore. And he hadn't watched football since. I mean, folks, you're just being bombarded. You're being bombarded, attacked constantly. And, I mean, please understand it's taught in college now. Please understand it's taught in high-level marketing. I mean, your local station or your mom and pop, they're not doing it. But the big nationals are. And it is everywhere. And knowing is half the battle. But, you know, I've been following the financial stuff a lot more. Most mornings I jog on the treadmill for 30 minutes to an hour. And I've been watching it. And if you watch the mannerisms, especially on those Fox morning shows, they'll cut from the girl to the guy. And you know, the guy is showing, you know, all of the mammalian, you know, classic psychological traits of sexual desire for women, being cute, blinking their eyes, being funny, smiling, you know, blushing. Come back to the girl. They're, oh, they'll be talking about, you know, plane crashes or anything horrible, but it's still, you know, she's there to get the men enticed. He's there to get the women enticed. And then meanwhile, there's all the other subliminals and flashing and screens to shut your thinking process off. Scrolls on the bottom. The blue mist, and I will catch myself literally smiling back at them, literally going under their control.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going straight to your calls right now, then I'm going to get into all this other news. Like Argentina to raid pension funds in desperate search for cash. They just hate it, but the army is standing by, just like they're here in America. We're taking your pensions, we're the government. Everything's all right. And you're like, it's a third world country. Argentina was wealthier than the United States in the last 100 years. It was at U.S. parity, and the bankers did the same thing there in 2000 they're doing here. And the country went from first world to complete third world overnight. And it's all being done by the very same people. And if you don't like it, the army's here. Okay? They're here to get the pension fund. The army will guard while their fathers and mothers' pension funds are taken. That's how it works. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing now?
Good, sir.
I spoke to you yesterday as well when you had Robert Grodin on the phone. I got to tell you about everything that's going on. Not only are you absolutely right, and it's as transparent as can be. I mean, these people are hiding in plain sight, and when it comes down to it, we have to take control of the money in this country. And the biggest problem, as you said, there's a lot of cowards out there, and what these people really want to do to us is basically make us a bunch of Danny Bottaduccis that walk around and are complete morons and don't know what's going on in the world.
And yeah, a bunch of trendy know-it-alls, cowardly, licking any black uniform they see.
And I'm going to tell you one thing that when the revolution cataclysm was in Russia with the czars, the thing that they used to get control in this country is what we as revolutionists need to do. We must put the revolution before anything, before our parents, before our children, before our wives. The death to the New World Order should be the only thing more important than our own lives and anything else. And you know what? The traitors in this country, the media, the government, if we can't get them in this life, then we'll get their kids, we'll get their grandkids. And the whole point of the matter is we will win. Just like they want a New World Order, we got to love our revolution just as much as they love theirs. And I guarantee you, they will not win. And there's many people out there that feel it like I do, and there's many people out there that love the revolution as much as I do. And I just wanted to say God bless you, and we will win.
All right, I appreciate your call. We will win. Evil always falls of its own weight. I wouldn't even call it a revolution. It's survival, ladies and gentlemen. This is a scientifically directed and focused dictatorship. This is worldwide. This is mind control. And we are resisting it. And the sick thing is most people that enforce the criminal system, the bureaucrats, the IRS, all of them, the surveillance people, they're being destroyed by it too. John in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hi.
Hey, the latest issue of the American Rifleman magazine said that George Soros, who's a big money man behind Obama, had brought a woman over from Australia to work in his campaign, and that woman was one of the main forces of the big gun grab in Australia. So that'll pretty much show what's going to happen under Obama.
Oh, it's listen. Again, both candidates are New World Order. They're both anti-gun. But Obama has said on record, it's true, that he wants to ban all rifles that shoot .223 and .308, and that's like half of them. I mean, and again, if you're not returning your guns, then you're going to be called a racist.
And I think if McCain gets in there, he may not be quite as anti-gun, but he'll probably be doing a lot of stuff under the radar like Bush did. So.
Well, McCain's been, for the Sullivan's ban, he's a gun grabber. He's pure wickedness. But God help us, folks. They need the guns because they need the pension funds. But they're just going to go ahead and take them, and they hope people fight.
Well, if it comes down to it, Alex, I mean, I'm not one to advocate going out there now and start doing a lot of crap, but if our back's against the wall and we ain't got nothing to lose, we might as well start blasting because we won't have nothing to lose.
Yeah, well, a lot of these cowards in the system are just so used to people being able to feed on people, kidnap children for the state, commit all their crimes, and God, I feel sorry for them because they have no idea what's going to happen to them. They have no idea. Now, I know it's all part of the globalist plan, but they don't understand that. They're snickering and laughing right now, and I really feel sorry for them, actually. A lot of them are cowardly. They're not real men. They're all about cornering people 10-1. They've never really been hurt bad in their life. They don't understand that violence, once it goes both ways, isn't fun either way, and they're going to cry for their mommies. They always cry for their mommy.
Okay, Alex, that's all I got.
All right, appreciate your call. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Welcome.
Yes, sir. I have a couple of guest suggestions for you. And the first one is Congressman Paul Brown, B-R-O-U-N. It's not the W-N as in the color. It's B-R-O-U-N. U.S. Congressman in Washington, D.C. I heard him interviewed last Friday on Rick Wild Show. And he's very outspoken. I think he would make a tremendous guest for you.
Say his name again. I didn't write it down.
Yes, sir. It's Paul Brown. He's actually a medical doctor, and you spell his last name B-R-O-U-N. His website...
Is he a federal congressman?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And his website is Brown, B-R-O-U-N, .house.gov.
No, we know how to find it, Dr. Paul Brown.
All right. The other is Bill Schneblin. I don't know if you've heard of him, Alex. But he was involved at very high levels of the Illuminati for many years, and about 15 years ago, he converted to Christianity. He's put out a very eclectic and massive amount of information. Excuse me.
I think I've seen some of that on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, some of his book and video titles, for instance, one would be Lucifer Dethroned. Another would be Exposing the Illuminati from Within. Another would be the medical conspiracy. Another is Israel, Islam, and biochemical warfare. Now, his website is withoneaccord.org.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call. Who's up next here? Richard in Texas. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I've got a favor to ask you guys real quick. I just got an email from Rick Perry asking to basically forward this email off, and I could win a lunch with him. And I'm trying to get basically as many people as I can to open up this email, and I get 10 points for every email that's opened. I forwarded it on to you guys in hopes that you guys could help me with this, and I'm allowed to bring a guest, and you know, if I win, it would be great to have you there to help ask some questions that I wanted to ask Rick Perry on camera concerning some local issues that we have here in Austin.
I doubt they're going to let me in a meeting with him.
Well, I mean...
Actually, I know some of his people. They've actually told me I could probably have a meeting. I forgot about that. And he did come on the show once. I'm not mad, but see how it's like every call is like a plug, and then it just kind of turns into weird talk radio, but hell, I'll just go ahead and do it. I mean, that's a good idea you got. How do folks get the email from you?
Well, I forwarded it on to you guys. I actually sent it to Aaron at Infowars.com. And,
well, Aaron was here till 2 in the morning, so he's not here right now.
Okay.
But, okay, and then we're supposed to forward it out again?
That would be awesome. I mean, I know you guys have a great, you know.
Yeah, but how do you win it because we forward it?
10 points because you guys would forward it, and it's connected to me. There's some electric link to the email.
Yeah, why don't you give us the link, publicly the link you've got, and people can come visit your email. How's that sound?
Okay, I don't have it right now. I'm sitting in my car at work, so I guess give it to you via email.
Okay, so what will happen is if I post that, then the Perry office will probably just disqualify it. But anything else, sir?
That's it. Great show yesterday. That was very powerful.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate the call. Herbert in Georgia. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
This is Tony Montana.
Tony Montana, huh?
This is Tony Montana. That's my acting hero. You know, Alex, I tell you, man, I've got everything that you got out, and you was absolutely right. 9/11 Road to Tyranny was the first shot over the bow. It was the first shot over the bow, and I've told these people at Satellite Radio, I've been begging these people on Satellite Radio to put you on there on the power station. They have not done it yet, and I will be notifying them that I'm canceling all that propaganda.
Well, that's, you know, we really tried to get on Sirius and XM,
mm-hmm.
but it's owned predominantly. They've now merged by Clear Channel,
mm-hmm.
and they like to produce their own shows and you know, put it on their own platforms. Satellite's great, but overall there's only about, 10 million subscribers and 500 channels, so the audience is good, but it's not as gargantuan as some seem to think. But over time, it's going to get bigger and bigger. And, yes, it would be a great victory to get on to XM.
I've been begging them, Alex, and I've already told them. I've called them twice. I've told them that I'm tired of the Obama soap opera. And, you know, because it's based on subscription, I made a recommendation for you to be on there. I noticed one Genesis guy is on there, what's his name, Rob Redding, because I hear you doing ads when his show is on. He's okay, but he's not as hardcore as you are. And I tell you something else, too, Alex. I'm getting ready to move to Austin because when the crap hits the fan, I want to be just like you. When I get ready to leave town, anybody get in my way, gonna have some problems. But, you know, I tell you, Alex, I pray for you all the time, brother, because there is only a handful of patriots left in this country. You're at the top. I came up with a new ticket for the presidential race this late, two weeks left, Alex Jones and Jim Tucker. That's my ticket.
Well, listen, you're great, my friend Herbert. How long have you been listening to the show?
Man, I got you on. I've been listening to you now easily a couple of years now. I got the real player and all, and when I just get so disgusted listening to the propaganda on satellite radio and the propaganda on TV, I just go turn my computer on and I get you live.
Well, God bless you, Herbert. Herbert, call back again. Great hearing from you. Joe, Mike, Shane, Brian, others. We'll talk about the election, whatever you'd like to discuss when we get back, the economy, what the bankers are doing right now. But thanks to people like Herbert, that's how we're getting on AM and FM stations. And other outlets. So thank you, Herbert. You're the best.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve Bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restoretherepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Joe in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how's how you doing?
Good, Joe.
I was just calling with one major question today. I got 10.5 days or something of the election coming up. I have a choice of three things to do. Either stay home and not do anything, go and vote for Ron Paul, which is what I was planning on doing forever, but I don't know if it's going to be any good other than throwing the vote away, or vote for one of these other jackass puppets that are going to get in the White House. What do I do?
Well, I mean, it's important, I think, to be involved in the electoral process because that's what documents the fraud. That's what puts the eyes and the ears out there. But, you know, that's not our only course of action. It's just part of what we do. I don't know about your area of Illinois, but I know most of it is run by electronic fraud machines. That's why, no matter what the people want, the government does the opposite. I mean, Chicago is the model of corruption for the entire world, basically, right now, with the systems it developed. Great people, bad system, because corruption got control. But Ron Paul has said don't vote for him, because if it's not on the ballot, it just gets thrown away. You could vote for Chuck Baldwin or Ralph Nader. You could vote for somebody else just to boost the third party. And by the way, third party numbers, the media is not giving it attention, but third party's getting, you know, 15, 16, 70% almost every state and every group in the polls, but then they just ignore it. So what we really need to push for is open debates with people like Ron Paul, Ralph Nader, you know, big third-party candidates in the future, but they shut things down by only having the two parties. So that's a big issue, fighting for election integrity, exposing both election fraud and voter fraud, you know, both ends of that spectrum. So you know yourself better. You know what, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what you should do, but I wouldn't vote for Ron Paul because that will throw it, just completely throw it away. I mean, they'll just, they'll see it on there. It won't even be tabulated. I think only one state. He's in Louisiana. He's actually been put on the ballot by folks there. So I would vote for a third party. Some are saying, you know, that Obama's got so much muscle behind him and so much of the system behind him that vote for McCain. But I can't vote for lesser of two evils. I can't do the immoral thing of, you know, well, they're both evil. They're both New World Order. So, you know, I'll just vote for the one that isn't, you know, that doesn't look like he's got as much muscle behind him. But who knows what's going to happen? They may pull a rabbit out of a hat and cheat the election and give it to McCain. I have no doubt if there's a real election that Barack Obama is going to win. And, you know, just God help us. I'm not going to sit up here and bash him. I'm going to let people just find out for themselves. He's going to do everything the establishment wants. And they just give it a new coat of paint to the same old New World Order. I mean, you know, I don't care that the guy's got brown skin. There are a lot of racists that don't like him because he does, and so that makes it an issue with people. And so, we've got 11 days. We're going to find out, my friend.
Well, thanks for your interest anyway, and I want to thank you for all your sponsors that you have. I just got my Berkey Light, and I love it.
It's a great system, great gravity-fed filter there. Thank you, my friend. Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you?
Good, my friend.
I just want to thank you also for all the movies, man. Tell Jason Burmes thank you for all the movies as well, because you woke me up 3 years ago. And I tell you, man, I was reading last night an article on Google News, and it also says that that Bush is planning to plant some U.S. troops posts on in Iran. And what I was thinking is probably maybe that might be the pretext of the little, you know, Operation Northwoods rubbing its head again. You know,
well, you know what's amazing? For 5 years, U.S. Special Forces have been in Iran, attacking Iranian troops and civilians and police. Then last year, George Bush in the White House press release admitted it and admitted they're funding four al-Qaeda groups, Wahhabists, out of Saudi Arabia, inside the country to attack them, including the number three in al-Qaeda commanding it, with U.S. funding and forces. It's so criminal. I mean, and Iran lays there and takes it. They're suing the United States in The Hague over it, asking the United States to stop staging terror attacks, and the U.S. admits they are. See, that's how evil our government is. They admit they're committing illegal military attacks every week in Iran, blowing up dams, bombing schools, attacking police stations to get the Iranians to fight back.
Oh, it might be the threat that Colin Powell was telling us about January 25th, was it, or 24th?
Yeah, he said 22nd or 23rd.
Yeah, that might also be the case right there. That's the pretext to an attack to test the president. Also, I also read, I remember when you brought up that Osama bin Laden might be captured just for...
Hold on, stay there. Yeah, now they're saying that in the media. Man, look, these people never end. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Bob Chapman joining us in 30 minutes to talk about the economic gyrations. Mike Rivera with us for the next 30. But I wanted to go back to Mike in Florida. We'll talk to Shane, Brian, Jay, and others, too, but deeper in the interview with Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. Mike, you were finishing up a question before we went to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, I read an article last night also that there was rumors that Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda's websites were being hacked into. And I remember when you brought up that Osama bin Laden possibly might be captured before the elections are over just to boost up the Republicans.
Well, before the 9/11 attack, the NSA shut down most of the real Muslim Wahhabi sites so that they couldn't come out and say we didn't do it. On the sites they didn't take down, they did come out and say the West just did this, we didn't do it. And the confirmed bin Laden said, I didn't do this, the West just did this. And then they used their little fake video morphed, now proven to be fake, videos. Now, he's an asset. And he knew he was going to take the blame, but it wasn't supposed to be that intense of a blame. That's why Bandar Bush, his nickname, Prince Bandar, on Larry King Live, said, how dare you talk bad about bin Laden? He's a great man. And Larry King Live said, okay. I mean, you know, days after 9/11. So he's a big hero over there. His family got made $3 billion extra just in the first few months after the attacks in U.S. weapons contracts and U.S. Construction contracts on bases that hold the weapons. That's what I meant to say. And so it's just completely staged. And, yeah, they're talking about this big event that's going to happen the 22nd or 23rd, and they say it's going to be huge, but they can't tell you what the event's going to be. They did the same kind of stuff right before 9/11, but Powell made it sound economic. All the others, and I mean Chertoff, the European leaders, the British leaders, they all implied it was going to be military. So that's one reason I have Mike Rivero on, so we're going to ask him right now. I appreciate your call. I love getting the political analysis of Mike Rivero, talk show host here on Genesis, at 5 o'clock Central. He comes on for an hour show weekdays. I always like having Mike on, and especially as we go into the election, I'm going to have him on more than once a month to give us his take on what's happening with the economy, the buildup, the saber-rattling for war with Russia that we see intensified with Voice of America and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying that if Russia defends itself in any way, and that's what the statement really means, that the U.S. is basically going to nuke them. So I wanted to go over that with Mike Rivero as well briefly. Mike, yeah, what about all this talk of a huge surprise, a huge test on Obama the day he's inaugurated? Do we have Mike Rivero there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to the other Mike. I'm sorry.
No, I just let Mike go. I was asking you that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question again? I apologize. I'm watching news feeds at the same time.
No, I understand. They've been talking about a giant crisis facing Barack Obama in the first 2 days of his candidacy, and one person implied, Colin Powell, last Sunday, that it was going to be economic. And then all the rest, Biden, Republicans, Democrats, European leaders, that it will be military. Your take on what that crisis will be?
Well, I think when Biden was first making the comment, I don't know that he had anything specific in mind. I think he was basically just trying to say that every time our nation has a change of leadership, that other nations around the world who do not like us will sort of probe to see what kind of a nation the United States is going to be for the next 4 years. And he made a reference, obviously, to the Cuban Missile Crisis during Kennedy's term in office. So I'm not sure that Biden has anything specific in mind, but I know a lot of other people have chimed in. And, of course, in this election, we're probably seeing we're setting records in terms of the fear-mongering that's being put out there to try and swing the election one way or the other back there. So, right now we're getting reports that Bush at least intends to try and normalize relations with Iran before he leaves office. In other words, the war with Iran has kind of fallen off the table. Israel's whining about that a lot. So as far as the crisis, I think obviously we've got an economic crisis on our hands that is not going to be gone by the time Obama, whoever wins the election, but it does look like Obama now, by the time he takes office, the economy is going to be the crisis, and that's the one he's going to have to deal with.
Well, that's what Powell was implying, but we've seen Chertoff and a bunch of other people say, no, we're talking about terrorism. The terrorists are going to strike. Bin Laden's going to strike. I mean, that is clear fear-mongering.
Yeah, that is definitely fear-mongering. And again, I think there are still a lot of people in McCain's camp who think that waving terrorists at us and Osama at us is still going to have a chance of scaring voters back into McCain's camp. But I think it's kind of worn off because, fear is very tiring. And you make people scared long enough, they just get tired of being afraid and they burn out. They can't feel afraid anymore. And that's when they calm down and start thinking objectively. And I think that's why the poll numbers are shifting the way they are. So I think it really is fear-mongering for the benefit of the election. I don't know that anybody really sees anything on the threat board, so to speak, at this point. And the next administration is going to have its hands full anyway with the declining American empire.
Mike, I always really respect your even-handed, clear-headed political analysis. But I have to say, you tend to be, I think it's fair to say, leaning towards Obama. I mean, you say they're both obviously New World Order corrupt, owned by the big banks. But then you go further to say, I think, though, that Obama represents a less wild-eyed confederation of the elite. I don't want to put words in your mouth. And then I've had a lot of people email me and call me and say, why is Mike Rivero supporting him? I mean, can he see that the media is behind him? Can he see that he's gotten three times the Wall Street money? Can he see that you know, it gives them left cover. I mean, I'm not even saying I totally disagree with you, but flesh that out for folks from your perspective.
Well, you know, I get a lot of the same emails, and, you know, there's a lot of that stuff going around, and a lot of it is intended to try and apply pressure to radio hosts such as you and I in order to try and get them to change their point of view. And it's not that I'm a real big fan of Barack Obama. I really wanted Ron Paul to get in there, but, you know, that's not going to happen. The other situation is, you know, we're again forced to look at the lesser of two evils, and from my point of view, Obama is definitely the lesser of the two evils. Just, you know, I think when future history looks back on the McCain campaign, they're going to see his selection of Sarah Palin as the critical mistake that he made, because it really called into question his ability to make good decisions. It betrayed a certain set of assumptions about the electorate, which are not real. And I think ultimately that was the critical decision that cost him, that is going to cost him the election. Now, you know, I'm hemming and hawing here a little bit because we've got 12 days to go, and who knows what could happen. There's always the unexpected to deal with, and, you know, things could still turn around. But, you know, the polls are trending a certain way. The media support is beginning to trend a certain way. And I think there's just a general feeling in the country that the GOP has had their shot at trying to make things better. And even though the Democratic Congress wimped out for the last 2 years in trying to get certain things done, they still had to deal with a Republican president who was going to veto anything meaningful they tried to do. So I think there's this sense that, you know, we don't know what Obama is going to be doing, but, you know, at least it's going to be different than what we've had for the last 8 years. I mean, McCain's voting record pretty much damns him from making any claims about being a maverick. And again, getting back to the issue of his health, he's a multi-time cancer survivor. Lately on the campaign trail, it's obvious the exhaustion is getting to him, and people are saying we really do have to seriously look at Sarah Palin as potentially being the president down the road. And what kind of a job is she going to do? And
yeah, well, I mean, folks need to know that I don't have a dog in the fight, as they say.
Yeah.
So when I say something, you know, it's not from some partisan position. I've watched her on television, and she really is uninformed. She knows about as much as the average soccer mom I know. And I'm not even saying she's a stupid person. She's lazy and hasn't applied herself. And she's about the stupidest sounding governor I've ever heard in my life. And, I mean, I have to say, that is a big anchor on McCain.
Yeah, it really, really is. I think there were a lot of people. I mean, I'll be very honest. If Hillary had succeeded in defeating Barack Obama, I'd be supporting McCain right now. Again, on the lesser of several evils kind of a front. But the situation with Palin, when she was mayor of Wasilla, the city actually had to hire a professional administrator to actually do a significant part of her job for her. Because she was that ill-equipped to be dealing with the realities of the job. And, of course, these gaffes she's been making about the role of the vice president, you know, she hasn't even read the job description yet after all these weeks.
The vice president's just a little PR minion who can break a tie in the Senate and who goes around to photo ops, and they literally just sit in the background in case something happens to the president.
Yeah, that really is it under the Constitution. Now, we know that Dick Cheney, of course, was playing Machiavellian games in the background and doing a lot of...
Yeah, he claimed the vice president was even more powerful than the president and a power unto itself separate from government.
And didn't he? And he kept saying, well, I belong to this branch when you're trying to criticize me for what's over there, and I belong to this other branch when you're trying to... You know, and it was just...
And then he said, I belong to no branch. That was the last thing.
Yeah, that was the last time. And I think Sarah Palin basically was looking at Dick Cheney and figuring she's going to have the same kind of latitude in her actions. I don't think so, even if McCain were to win.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. My gut tells me Barack Obama is going to be bad news. And it's going to be very divisive. It's not going to bring the country together. Because now, anytime you criticize him, it's going to be that, well, you don't like black people. And the media is going to sell that line. And it's going to create more division. And then when the New World Order dumps all the blame on him, like they've done on George Bush, these guys are puppets, then that'll create even more racial division, and they're going to tear Barack Obama apart. You just watch. You just watch.
Well,
the system is going to set him up, and, I mean, you know, that's what they do. They blame it on the puppets. That's what the New World Order does. It's how they operate. And, I mean, look, I agree with you. It's going to be Obama because they ran a mentally ill person, you know, teetering on death. And they knew that Palin was an idiot. And they knew that was going to blow up in their face. And so it's just like running that corpse Bob Dole against Bill Clinton in 96. They are taking a dive here.
Well, I think, you know, it doesn't matter really who wins. It's going to be a divisive election anyway. We're already seeing that, you know, with the cardboard cutout of Obama hanging in the tree, the dead bear. And now, of course, we've got this situation in Pittsburgh where it looks like this McCain staffer faked this attack on herself to try and make Obama's people look bad. And even Fox News is saying if this is indeed a hoax, you know, it's outright race baiting here.
Yeah, by the way, I was going to say that earlier in the show. It smells bad because it happened off camera and those ATMs are so surveilled next to a mini mart. Those are surveilled. And the fact that she didn't want medical attention, you know, the B is so well done on her cheek, like somebody on the ground humping her as he supposedly, you know, non-sexually, but, you know, sexually harassing her, but she didn't want to have forensics done. It just reeks of, you know, the over and over again, the black students caught. It's called false flag, folks. And individuals do this, not just governments. You know, where the blacks hang up images of dead blacks or put the N-word on their dorm door, or the Jewish girls keep getting caught doing it. I mean, this is a phenomenon. Or the mother that gives poison to her child because she likes the attention.
Yeah, it very much is that kind of thing. And, you know, looking at the photo of the supposed victim, and again, coming from my expertise in my day job here, the black eyes are definitely makeup. There is none of the redness to the actual eye that you would see if she'd really been hit. And it's not even a very professional-looking makeup job, especially on her right eye. The B is drawn backwards like she was looking in a mirror while she was doing it, and just now the Pittsburgh police have issued a statement saying there are inconsistencies on her story. She does not appear on the films at the ATM machine where she claims that she was just before the attack.
Yeah, that's WTAE-TV, police inconsistencies and story of politically motivated attack. So when the cops tell you that, they're telling you they think it's fake.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's been brewing since last night. So, you know, it is a divisive campaign, and, you know, the honest truth is it doesn't matter who wins. There's going to be a lot of controversy. We may still see, if Obama wins the election on November 4th, we may see McCain take it back to the U.S. Supreme Court and try a repeat of what we saw in 2000. It is going to be very divisive. And, you know, there's a lot of very unhappy people out there. You have got on one side, you've got all the people who became rich on the tax cuts for the rich. They want to keep those tax cuts. They want McCain to stay in there because they know that Barack Obama is going to change the tax structure. But the bottom line is, and where everybody needs to come together, is we're all taxed way too much. And we shouldn't be arguing over whether the rich should be taxed or the poor should be taxed. We should join together and say we all are taxed too much. Let's all have lower taxes. You know, this government could fix the economy overnight by slashing taxes 50% across the board so we kept more of our money to pay off.
Yeah, for those who don't know, it's all about control. When Kennedy and others cut taxes by 50%, tax income doubled. And people go, how does that happen? Because the economy goes wild. And so, and again, Mike, I don't think people making 250 grand a year are rich. I mean, the way the dollar's been devalued, maybe 20 years ago, but... I mean, all the taxes go to the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's where the checks even go. I mean, it goes to the private bankers. Look, well, I mean, what about Obama and his gun control? I mean, that's real. He really is an anti-gun piece of garbage.
Well, I absolutely, you know, I don't agree with Obama on a lot of the things he said. When he was first starting out, I liked what he was saying. As he moved centrist in order to win the campaign, a lot of what he said was less and less. It really comes down to picking the lesser of two evils, which is a darn silly way to be running a country. And I don't agree with Obama. And I'll tell you, if he does win, I hope he's not expecting that I'm going to be treating him kindly at my website and my radio broadcast, because I'm not. This is going to be the world's shortest political honeymoon, because I'm going to be holding him to the fire as intensely as anybody else that I've been doing in my website and my radio show.
And they're going to call you a right-wing racist.
Well, they've been doing that already, and they call me a Nazi, and they call me a Zionist stooge, and the rest of it, and I'm used to it by now. But, you know, my function there is to basically go on pointing out the lies and corruptions, and if Obama does not keep the promises that he's made, And, you know, then he's going to have a lot of trouble coming from my part of the
internet. But, Mike, I don't see it as lesser of two evils. I mean, both of them are just absolutely horrible. And I do see all the big money behind Obama. That stinks.
Well, right now, you know, there's a funny thing about politics, because when Obama was first starting out, most of his donations were coming in from ordinary people, if you looked at the demographic breakdown. But now that it looks like he might win, of course everybody's going to be donating to him, because they want to be ingratiated with the guy who's going to win. And if you look at the people who donated to Barack Obama, they also donated to McCain. They also donated to Hillary. And, you know, they're covering all their bets.
No, so obviously that's true. But, I mean, early on, Goldman Sachs was one of his biggest donors.
They were one of McCain's biggest donors, too.
Yeah, but they outgave 4-1 to Obama. I mean, Mike, I know you're a big boy. You can handle somebody disagreeing with you. I'm not even so much disagreeing. I'm just trying to flesh this out in my mind. And, you know, I swore I wouldn't get involved in this. I just, it really insults our intelligence. But we're going to come back with Mike Rivero, talk about some other issues, and take your calls.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways, just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate, only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Mike Rivero is our guest for this segment. The next, I'm going to go to your phone calls here in a moment. And then we got Bob Chapman joining us for the rest of the next hour. We're going to know what's happening with the stock markets worldwide plunging today and how bad this economic collapse is going to get. Don't forget, Jesse Ventura is flying in tomorrow night. I'm picking him up. And then we're going to Willie's place, do some interviews. And then tomorrow, I'm going to give a speech to Willie Nelson, former Governor Jesse Ventura, for about 40 minutes total, and then about 9 p.m. Central. And then you're going to see Willie Nelson play for about 2 hours. And Willie wanted to put it out for free on the web, so we'll have those links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And people can grab the link on the page, the player, anybody that wants to post it on their website tomorrow. Just be sure you let folks know that we're supposed to start speaking 9:15, 9:30, but you know, you never know how these things go. But we'll fire the cameras up a little bit early, and I'll say something in front of the camera. So it should start around 9 p.m. tomorrow. Mike, the system knew. You can look at this two ways. The system knew. Now, they're not idiots. The social controllers, they know what they're doing. They're not slouches. They knew that by pushing McCain in the media, in the Republican primaries, that he was a dead horse. A bunch of the other candidates would have been much, politically sexier or whatever, more palatable to larger groups, more presidential in their bearing. And so you can look at that two ways. You know, the system's sick of Bush and wants to make sure his power structure's out. You know, the system's good. It does want change and the less controlling Obama. Or you can look at that and say, oh, no, that they know Obama's really their man, and so they're throwing the election for him.
Well, I have a different view than you do, and doesn't mean I'm right and you're wrong or the converse either, but it's simply a different perspective, and that is that the people who are trying to control our society aren't able to do it 100% of the time. And so my opinion is that McCain was promoted as the GOP candidate in the expectation that Hillary was going to succeed in becoming the Democratic candidate, because I think a lot of people would have voted for McCain over Hillary. I'm one of them. And I think there was so much attention being focused on keeping Ron Paul out of the race that they weren't paying as much attention to Barack Obama as they might otherwise.
Well, I agree. I mean, Hillary was the heir apparent. She was getting all the money. She had the neocons raising her money. That's who they believed was going to be in there. I mean, even in their internal documents. But what about Joe Biden? I mean, he's clearly involved in the 9/11 attacks.
Well, unfortunately in our government, you're going to have to go a really, really long way to find somebody who's not tainted by one of these cover-ups and deceptions. And ultimately, they're all inside to some extent or another. I would love a perfect candidate like Ron Paul. Obviously, for what's going to happen here, in another week and a half, that is not practical. So I think Biden was a much better choice for Barack Obama. He did surprise a lot of people. And ultimately, he came across as much more credible than Sarah Palin. And again, this goes back to validating the decision-making ability of the presidential candidate. And ultimately, that's the president's job, is to make decisions. And if we've got a candidate who makes good, well-considered, thoughtful decisions, then you're going to have a president who's going to make good, careful, well-considered decisions. And I think one of the hallmarks we have of the last 8 years is that we had a president who made very reckless decisions without much forethought. And the one I keep going back to here is that at a time when our government, our population, our nation as a whole was going deeper and deeper into debt, the Bush administration gave tax credits to corporations to move high-paying manufacturing jobs to other countries.
Well, we know both parties are New World Order. That's what I'm saying. I think we need to get down to the point of addressing their pack of criminals and just stop getting sucked into the whole flying circus that is these elections. Mike, stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.